This is the brief on invariant life history traits in amphibians and reptiles. Okay, so we're talking about a major finding that really shifts how we might view evolution in frogs and lizards. The study dug into something called invariants. These are life cycle traits that don't just scale up as an animal gets bigger. So the real question was, you know, is adult body size truly the main evolutionary driver here, or is something else running the show? First, researchers found this really sharp contrast right away. It turns out, life cycle traits in amphibians are way more often size independent than they are in reptiles. And that right there suggests that totally different evolutionary pressures are at play for each group. Second, let's zoom in on the amphibians. They consistently had four key traits that were size independent. And get this, they were all tied to their early aquatic life. We're talking about things like incubation time and how long they're a larva. This is a huge clue that for frogs and salamanders, it's those early life deadlines that are the real constraint, no matter how big the adult gets. Finally, you flip over to the reptiles, and wow, it's a completely different story. They showed almost no traits that were independent of their body size. I mean, out of eight traits studied, only one was: the number of clutches they have per year. So for lizards and crocodiles, this confirms it. Adult body size is absolutely the primary force driving their evolution. So when you boil it all down, the size of a frog matters way less to its life cycle timing than the size of a lizard or crocodile does to theirs.